Today is Thursday, September 9th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Just another day. We've been so... I'm slowly, you know, getting you guys caught up on the weekend. And I know we talked about, we watched Suicide Squad and it was okay, but not, I don't know, for whatever reason, I don't enjoy the Suicide Squad. They're very irreverent. I don't even know if that's the right word, but they're just very, I can't really describe it. It's like a Suicide Squad, but wait, so it is Suicide Squad. What am I talking about? It's like, what's that other, the Marvel, well, it's Ryan Reynolds. It's Death something or other, Death. Now, why can't I think of it? Oh my God, it's like Ryan Reynolds, Marvel. I'm Googling right now. Deadpool. Oh my gosh. I don't know why I can't. Suicide Squad is kind of like the tone to me is similar to Deadpool, but done poorly. And I can't really even say why. I don't enjoy it as much. But anyway, regardless, we did watch it. I did figure out how to make better popcorn. I got it a little bit saltier than I wanted, but I do like just spraying a little bit of Pam. You could even take like a olive oil or any kind of oil and put in one of those. They sell those bottles that you can mystify your oil. But Pam comes out, or any of those nonstick sprays, they come out in a really fine mist. And so I like that. And so I just misted a little bit on there and then sprinkled some really fine salt. And for whatever reason, the salt that I've got that I bought last time is super fine. It's like the powdered sugar of salt. I feel like it's even finer than your normal iodized Morton granule. I don't know what it is. Like it's so fine that if I just put a little bit, you can barely taste it at all. I don't really know. Like I've never had this kind of salt before. And so, but anyway, I spray on the Pam, put that on there, and I got a little bit too much. But had I not gotten too much, it tasted identical to movie popcorn, just a little bit saltier. So I'm going to have to play around with the ratios, but I really like this method because I don't want to pour a lot of butter or oil on it because I don't want to get all those calories. But if I can just spray a little bit and then quickly put the salt on it, that's healthier, lower calorie, et cetera, et cetera. And I think those cooking sprays are just oil. I don't think they're chemical or anything like that. So we watched a movie on Sunday night, and then on Monday, it was a holiday. So we were both off. Well, I had to take off work because we don't get, where I work, we don't get even holidays. We just get PTO, and you can take it off or not. You could choose to work if you wanted to. So we do a restaurant every week. It was my turn to do a restaurant. So I decided we were going to do it on Monday. So we got up on Monday and we went. I said, I'm going to, I don't know. I had something to do in the morning. And then I said, for lunch, we're going to go to the restaurant of the week. So we went to Salt Grass, which is a steakhouse. And it was pretty good. I mean, it's a chain, but we're really out of new restaurant. And I've been to Saltgrass before, but we're running out of new, like unique mom and pop sort of chef owned sort of restaurant. I mean, we pretty much have to go to chain restaurants now because we've been doing this for the whole time we've been together. And we do have new restaurants that pop up all the time, but when you do it every week, you know, you run out of restaurants. So anyway, we went to Saltgrass and then we could go play pool or we could go bowling or something like that because it's the afternoon. you know, it's our last afternoon, but I decided, I just want to go home and relax and have a relaxing afternoon and a relaxing evening. So we went home and we started a new show. I think it's called Nine Strangers, and it's got Nicole Kidman, and we watched a lot of that, and we caught up on some other stuff that we needed to catch up on, and Big Brother and some other things like that, because I had Big Brother recording on Monday evening. So that was, you know, and we started having the Sunday scaries is what we've been calling it, because, you know, that feeling you get when, I've got work the next day. We did our normal walk and all that kind of stuff as well. I think we might have walked first and then went to eat. So then we were just kind of back into our normal week. And I did do a lot of shopping on Amazon because we're doing this housewarming party on Saturday, and we had little things that we needed to get. For instance, I wanted to get those teak wooden bath mats for our shower because, you know, people are going to want to see the house, and I wanted it to look more spa-like. Plus, we've been looking at those for a while and we haven't gotten them. So I got a couple of those to put, one on the outside of the shower. Actually, I got three. One on the outside of the shower, one on the inside, and then the tub is in the shower. So one to put right next to the tub in the shower. So when you're getting out of the tub, you have something to stand on. And I looked for a towel rack, a freestanding towel rack, because I don't want to drill a towel rod into the wall. First of all, I don't want to break anything. And I don't want to break or crack the tiles. But also, I really like the way the freestanding ones look. And you can also get like a teak one that has a little shelf and all this kind of stuff. But when I started looking, none of them that were available are very wide. And I never thought of my towels as being super wide, but I guess they are. Most of these towel racks, freestanding towel racks, were around 25 inches wide. So if you're wanting to put a towel on it to dry, because when you want a towel to dry, you have to stretch it all the way out. You don't want it to be folded or crumpled up. And all the pictures they have these folded up towels. Well, sure, a dry towel, yes, but when you're trying to dry it, you need to, you know, you need to have it completely stretched out. Well, my towels are about, I don't know the exact measurement, but it's like 30 or 31 inches wide. And apparently, they just do not, the widest one we've found so far online was 29.9 inches wide, I think. And we might have found a 32 inch one, but it's got, part of it is not, I can't really explain it, but not all of that is hangable space. We'll just say that. And so, you know, I bought those. So I haven't bought a towel rack is what I'm saying. But we bought a couple of folding or a couple of blow up chairs for our empty room because we're going to set up video games in the empty room. And we just wanted something cheap because we don't know what furniture we're going to put in there. It's probably going to end up being the workout room. And, so, you know, we bought those online. He bought some other stuff online. And tonight we're going grocery shopping to buy ingredients for the food that we're cooking. So our weekend is going to be super busy because we're going to be getting ready for the housewarming party Saturday morning and afternoon. And then the housewarming party in the evening. And then Sunday is church and then prepare for work to begin again. So it's, you know, the weekend's gone already. So we do have a couple more voicemails. I'm going to play one really quick. And let's play
okay,
this one.
Okay, I thought of another one.
Oh.
You know who this is.
Auntie Scott.
You know, it goes in the area that's kind of uncomfortable for us that are challenged and follically. What about the wigwam? I got to go work at the wigwam. Today at the wigwam, from ching, bang, boom. You know, because of the... never mind.
The wigwam. Ow. That was a painful hang up there. It was a little bit of a click. Not a click, but like a popping noise. Well, thank you for your call, Auntie Scott. My friend. I have entered that one in as well. I'm still trying to decide if I'm going to just decide. Isn't that funny? I'm trying to decide if I'm going to decide. How meta. Anyway, but I think one option that I could do, I can either just look at the list and pick the one that I like the best and award the winner. Or I could put up some sort of survey for my listeners to vote. And then, you know, I could pick the one that wins. Or thirdly, I could narrow it down to like my top three. And then I could let the listeners vote just on the top three. So I'm still trying to decide what I'm going to, because I may want to eliminate a couple of them that I hate or that I just don't want to use for various reasons that people may know. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, but we have a little bit of time. Please call in or leave me or email with a voice clip and let me know what your entries are. And I'll get you. I've got a little notepad here where I'm putting in the entries. Not actually a physical notepad, but I've got my notes app open every time I record an episode, so that if I have a new voicemail, I can enter in the actual entries. And so I have several for Auntie Scott. I've got Big Fatty. I've got Gary. A couple for Gary. So. Everyone else needs to be creative. Think of something. Call in. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.